Okay, a first for the breakfast show. We are not just talking food, but we're actually doing a bit of cooking in the studio this morning, given that it's Pancake Tuesday.
There'll be an oil spill here soon.
Has there not been already? I'm surprised there hasn't been already. So we've moved Martin's microphone over here to the left, to the counter. Catherine is in studio as well and taking some photographs.
So go up and looking very well, she is too.
Absolutely, of course. And the photographs will be going up on Facebook. And Martin, you're going to do what now? Sing a song?
Well, I'm
going to
thank you so much for we've waited a long time.
Sing a song.
To do this. We're going to sing a song.
This is the first time in all the years we've been doing this. This is the first time that you have ever bothered yourself to do a bit of cooking in the studio.
But it's not the first time I've ever.
I can't believe this is the first time you ever.
You know what?
Bothered.
This is the first. I can't wait to the summer. We get the barbecue in. We'll be laughing at that day. Okay, John. So we talked about the batter earlier on. What we did was I divided the two batters. I have one with the blueberries, and I have one. I'm pointing them. Nobody can see it, but anyway,
I can.
I have one with the blueberries, with just a wee
one
bit
without.
Of vanilla and sugar, and we have the one without. The one without the blueberries is a wee bit thinner to make them more crepes style. Okay, now Catherine has got. To take a picture of this pan, I brought a special pan. It's a miniature pan. This is my stumpy pan, we call this. Okay, so and we've got some of the local fry spray, but you can use rapeseed oil or olive oil or sunflower oil. So, what I have is I have two rings here, I have a big pan on for the thin crepe, and I have a short stumpy pan on for the wee stumpy crepe. And they're both non-stick pans, but I've still coated them with some oil just to be sure. So the pan is on a good heat, as you can see, from the lovely blue haze that we have coming up through the studio now.
And
they're
fine,
good, honestly. They're good and hot. And if anybody wants to just hear, you can hear there now. There's the spray on.
Perfect sound
the
effects.
Pan,
did you have to spray that directly onto the heat?
There's the perfect sound effects. We like to get it. Okay, so the oil is in the pan. It's got a nice wee shimmer on it. We have a very posh crepe spoon here, and we're just going to spoon in one.
He has
wee
all
bit.
The gadgets.
There's not much of all the gadgets. Mm. We're going to spoon in a wee bit of the blueberry mix into that pan. Now you can see, Catherine, you can see the oil is coming up around the pan.
No, and I'm just watching Catherine's scarf to make sure that it doesn't end up in the pancake.
I tell you, it's all good. I've never seen as many staff in Highland Radio.
All of a sudden, they're interested.
There's 15 queued outside the window there looking to see.
Pancakes for everyone,
pancakes
by the way.
Pancakes for everybody. Okay, so we put on the thin crepe as well now. Thin crepe, you pour the mixture into the pan and... Uh-huh. You can see there now, Catherine, wee bit of dead air there, sorry. You see, you're going to swirl the mix around the pan and it's going to coat the bottom of the pan. Now, the ideal here is...
You have your temperature just right.
I'll give you the temperature just right. Yeah, well, it's a good job.
Someone says, I always use buttermilk, but can't remember, is it bread soda that I use with it?
Oh, bread soda, no.
Buttermilk
would be alkaline and bread soda would be acid. You see, so you would use the two of those together just making a loaf. You know, with just the buttermilk and its own will give you a nice flavour to the pancake mix. And buttermilk would be traditionally for the stump, what I call the stumpy pancakes.
Yeah.
The wee fat ones. Buttermilk mix in that there. Ordinary milk for the crepes. Now, Catherine, you're getting a full cookery class here this morning.
That's great.
I'm going to stand on the phone there. Catherine, you can see there what's happening now. It's starting to separate around the edge, okay? Mm-hmm. You can see it's non-stick. It's a good pan, Catherine.
Yes, it is.
Okay, it was worth
it. Small but powerful.
Oh, but like Kenneth Wilson.
Well, I was going to ask, what exactly would that pan be used for, apart from stumpy pancakes?
That there pan, John,
looks like something you'd poach an egg in.
That's what they call a Bellini pan, which is actually a buckwheat pancake or buckwheat... like a wee pancake that's served with smoked salmon. Do you remember those in the old days?
I've heard of the
type. A wee buckwheat yeast pancake. So that's a Bellini pan. Now, Catherine, what we're going to do here, this one is starting to crispen up around the edges, as you can see, the way it's working out, okay? And the wee one is here now. So, Catherine, are you any good at flipping?
No.
I'll have a go and see how it goes.
You might want to stand back for this one, Catherine.
I think I am. I'm going to stand back.
There you go, Catherine. Oh. How's that for a very professional?
Wow.
Can you
help?
Yes, there you go. Okay.
Now, that was a small one. Now the big one.
Chef to the stars.
Second attempt was, and third one wasn't.
There you go. Okay, so we're going to spray the oil
in the pan. What's the key to successfully flipping a pancake?
A good non-stick pan is the key to successfully flipping. And to make sure that when you pour the batter in, that you leave it on the pan until the top layer is completely dried out. If there's any liquid on the top of the batter, when you're looking down into the pan, When you go to flip it, that liquid is going to move and it's going to stick and it's going to go all over the roof and the ceiling. Okay? So,
and the pancake has got to be moving on the pan.
The pancake has to be moving. A good nonstick pan, heat it up in advance, spread a bit of oil on it with and rub it with a wee tea towel or wee cloth or something. Add another bit of oil into it. Now, if you like the butter, when it's completely cooked on one side, flip it over to the second side and put a wee knob of butter in round the edge of the pan.
Can I just step away from this mic? Can I have a go with that flipping? I'll try and stay away from the light.
You want to go?
Yeah. All right.
Yes! A great job. So as you can
No lights were harmed in the flipping of that pancake.
Just to show, we are actually cooking this live. Catherine will put the pictures up to see.
Going to sample them live in a second.
Oh, you will be sampling them live, exactly. So the blueberry one is cooked already. So in that space of time, the two or three minutes. The wee stumpy one is cooked already. We'll put it there on the... With wee paper plates there. We'll turn off that ring. Okay, now... working this way. So here we have...
Don't be turned off that ring. There's 10 staff to feed.
The crepe is the... We can get... Well, there's 10 staff. We'll cut each pancake in 8 slices. If you'd less staff, we'll cut it in 6. So work it that way. Okay. So we have then the thinner one, which is traditionally the crepe.
Yes.
Okay. So what I would do now, as you can see, it's fully cooked as well. You can flip it, turn it over. A nice golden brown colour is the secret. Now, we'll put this on the plate and we'll just talk about it just for a second. There's Kira coming in the door. Yes, I'll tell you.
Okay. Is the stumpy one the sweet one? Well, both of them are sweet ones. I use buttermilk and plain flour. Do you put caster sugar or ordinary sugar?
You can. It doesn't matter. You can put caster sugar or ordinary sugar into it because the sugar's going to dissolve in the milk and the sugar will dissolve in the heat.
Okay.
Okay.
Another question. What is cream flour? You mentioned it earlier. Is this self-raising flour?
It's cream. It's plain flour. It's got some raising agents added into it. It's not self-raising flour. It's cream. What do you see here? I'll tell you what. I have a bag of it here now.
All right.
And what does it say there? If you want to read out the ingredients here, your eyesight says it.
It says, just on the front of the bag, it says cream plain flour. So you might look at that and you might think there's no...
on the back there, do you see?
All right. But you might look at that and think there's no raising agents.
So the ingredients are flour, raising agents, sodium bicarbonate, and just raising agents added into it. And
when you
that
think
was a euro in a local supermarket.
Wouldn't you think they would say cream self-raising flour rather than cream plain flour?
No, there's different raising agents and self-raising flour. Okay. So just the cream flour. Now, as regards anybody, it's celiac because it's a tight time of the year for them as regards that. By all means, you can use rice flour, you can use potato flour, you can use gram flour to make them. They're all celiac friendly. Or look in the supermarket, go to the health food shop and get gluten-free flour. Remember, gluten-free flour always makes a batter anyway. It's a thin batter and it's ideal for pancakes. Okay, follow the recipe on the back, working that way. So there's your crepes are done.
Brilliant.
Some crepes. As regards toppings, John,
yeah,
we brought some lemon juice.
The all-important toppings.
We have the wee squeezy lemon juice or your fresh lemons. I brought some wild honey to go with it.
Ideally, it would be maple syrup.
Maple syrup, absolutely, but I'm too tight to buy.
Not in fairness, you've bought everything, so we'll cut you some slack on that. There's Nutella there.
Nutella with caster
some
sugar.
Cream.
Squirty cream. Some people put, you know, the traditional whipped cream on top, but when you see the photographs and all that there, they're covered in syrup. Not right, Catherine? Mm-hmm. And just like a hot chocolate, Catherine, isn't it? Big swirl of squirty cream, marshmallows, and it's just light and fluffy and... the guy on TV there was doing savoury ones. I mean, some people put seafood and stuff like that in it. But the day that's in it,
most people,
we're all off the sugar
sweet
for
ones,
Lent.
I think,
I'm working that way.
And a bit of ice cream would be nice as well in the middle.
Absolutely.
Folded around the ice cream.
Anytime after 12 o'clock ice cream.
Okay, well, we're going to do a bit of sampling now. Martin, thank you very much. An historic first, some live cooking on the breakfast show. Doesn't always make for great radio, but I think you've done your
animated
certainly done
it.
Your best. And thanks to Catherine. But the photographs, by the way, are going up on Facebook and on our website. So it's definitely time for some tasting now.